Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to episode number 92. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate, what's going on, man?
I guess we're winging.
We're winging it. We just have a night of just us two.
Yeah.
No Sean.
Crazy 92.
Yeah, it is. Crazy 92.
Good year.
Hey, Sean, how you doing? Oh. Whoa. Heads up.
And silence my phone.
Creepies, this is going to be a little bit different. First of all, we don't have Sean with us. He is still under the weather. He's been sick since last week, I guess, and not feeling well. So he is at home, hopefully resting and getting better. And so you've got Nate and I for this episode.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we apologize ahead of time. Sean wanted me to tell you that he says hello to all the creepies out there. So hello.
Yeah, he's just not feeling good.
No, and man, I don't think anybody's feeling good around here. I don't know other towns and cities and states, but man, my son, he's sick again, and he just cannot shake it. And it's always something like he has whatever, like the first time he had the flu, got over that, then he went a couple of days feeling better. Then it's like, okay, now he's got a, you know, it something else happens, and then he has to get over. So now he's got a bad cough. He still has a sore throat, but now it's the cough thing. And he would not stop this morning, but we're like, you got to go to school, man. You got to make it to the Christmas, you know, break.
So that's what usually happens to me is I'll get sick for a day or two, and then I'll end up with a month-long cough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I didn't know he was even sick. And Elijah had his first basketball game Saturday, and Amy saw Jenna. Mm-hmm. And didn't see Sean, and I think she asked where he was or whatever, or she might have just said Sean's not here, and she's like, yeah, he's been sick since Tuesday.
Yeah, we recorded Monday, and then I guess he came down with something on Tuesday,
and Amy told me, I go, I hadn't heard anything, so so no
like,
Sean.
Like everybody's been saying here lately, it's been going around.
It's been going around. Oh my gosh, how many times? I wish I had a dollar for every time. Oh, it's something's going around, or it's been going around.
It's going around. Yeah.
Hope you don't get it because it's going around.
It's snotty nose weather.
So you have Nate and I, and guys, this is going to be a different episode. It's not really a mini, but it's not definitely not a full because we're not going to do all the announcements and all the extra stuff that we usually do. So. Yeah, we actually don't even have a topic. It's going to be what we call like a freestyle, little freestyle creepy chat, something like that.
Yeah, creeped out chat.
Yeah.
Whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, and whatever we're going to talk about. We don't even have any idea. We do kind of.
Whatever pops in our head.
Yeah, so hope we are still entertaining and you enjoy this episode. So, so not the typical full, definitely not that, but it's we'll do a little bit. Different than a little longer than a mini, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Regardless, it is episode 92, and it's going to be dropped this Wednesday. So when the creepies hear it, it's going to be it's going to be a typical Wednesday drop, and then we'll do our mini later for Saturday. So now that we have a topic, so that'll be fun. That's an interesting one, but we got to get everybody well and healthy. So Nate and you and I were talking about before we started recording. Some of the shows and movies and series that we've been watching. Mm-hmm. Name some of the ones you've been watching or wanted to, and I bet some of the creepies probably know.
We just started watching Wednesday. That's very good. Everyone that I've talked to that has started watching it or has watched all of it, everybody says it's great.
So let me ask you. So Amy and my daughter started watching it, and I think they're one or two in. They liked it, what they saw, and I think I was working, so they started watching it themselves. Is it a series, or is it like, I mean, like, you think it's going to be like a season one, season two, or this just like a one-time shot, or do you even know? I was just curious what their goal is for the.
I mean,
I guess they'll see.
I guess
it
has the potential to go carry on into other seasons.
But. Now, she's older. Is she like
slightly older? I guess
she was probably like eight or nine in the original.
Yeah, she's like a high school.
Okay, so she's like still a kid, but not as young a kid as okay.
Yeah,
because I don't even know anything about it. I don't. Mm-hmm. I just know there's a series, but I don't know what it's about. As far as like,
she gets kicked out of normal high school.
Okay,
because she's an oddball, obviously.
Right. Yeah, right.
And so then she goes to this. Like, Nevermore Academy.
Okay.
So it's like based off of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
If I can speak. And her parents went there. That's where they met. So this series portrays.
Oh.
So then her mom was like this, you know, amazing fencer and, you know, everybody loved her you know.
Yeah.
So she's like trying to get out from her mother's shadow while being there. And her mother's roommate when she went there is now the dean of the whole place.
Oh, okay. Now, so she's got that little dynamic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now her dad went there too?
That's where they met? That's where they met. And then, it's just she, every so often she'll touch a certain object and get like a flash vision type thing, flashback vision.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not a flashback, sometimes it's in the future. And come to find out that the same thing happened to her mom while she was there too. But people start disappearing and dying and all this other stuff, so she is trying to figure out what's going on because she's the only one getting these visions.
Oh, okay. So people now in current day are starting to die or
mm-hmm.
Come up missing. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a mystery.
Okay.
Mystery murder type thing.
Ooh.
So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she have like a group of friends that like?
No, she's solo, a loner.
A loner. Huh.
She sort of befriends a couple guys, that kind of stuff. But
yeah. Okay. I'm gonna have to. Watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter and wife liked it so mm-hmm. far. So I think I know they've watched one, maybe two.
Yeah, I think we're in the third or fourth episode.
Okay.
So yeah, we enjoy it. Me and Rachel have been watching that one. So
nice. And then you said you watched, saw the Black Panther.
Yeah, we went with the boys and saw Black Panther. That was good. It was. I think I talked about it on another.
Yeah, maybe
podcast
a couple
a little bit.
Yeah,
like one of our intros. It was better than what I anticipated. It was very good.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
I've
seen it.
This past weekend, we watched Black Adam.
Okay, Black Adam.
Yeah, so that was good, too.
Nice.
I didn't know how to take, if I was going to take that one well or not either, but usually superhero movies or whatever.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I like this one because it deals with like a historical, not like real historical, but it's, you know, events happen in the past.
Yeah, yeah, right. Know? I get you.
And then it brings it into the modern day and age and how everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
I have not seen any of those. Haven't seen Wednesday, Black Adam, or Black Panther. So
they're all dark.
I know. I know about them. I don't know. I haven't seen them. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife and I, we still have to see our Cobra Kai. We need to start the latest season, but we've been watching Big Sky
mm-hmm.
with Reba McEntire, her boyfriend in real life, Rex Lynn. They're a husband and wife in the series. The guy, one of the brothers that was in Supernatural, the series that was on for 10 years, he's like the sheriff. It's good. It's a good one. They're out in the Big Sky country and.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crime drama series, you know, mm-hmm. and it's decent. They watched it actually. My kids and my wife watched the first two seasons. I didn't watch any of it, and then we were sitting there on the couch, and she was watching it, and I'm like, I started kind of paying attention, and I'm like, oh, I like this. I'm like, hey, mm-hmm. don't go ahead of me. I want to watch it with you. She's okay. So we've been doing that, and man, I'm trying to think of some movies we watch. man, we haven't watched any like horror movies or any scary movies that I can think of.
Yeah, I can't recall. Well, I guess I watched some of the new Hellraiser on Hulu.
Yeah, I wanted to see that just because it's a little bit different but I'm not sure. I don't know
if it was because I have a hard time staying up late and watching stuff or if it really was on the boring side, but
yeah.
I fell asleep about halfway through it.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a...
So I don't know. I might have to go back and rewatch.
Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know.
But I'm not like itching like it didn't have my attention enough to where I'm like, ooh, yeah, I need to go back and
yeah, right.
restart it, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I will or not.
Yeah, I don't. I've seen the original Hellraisers. I've only seen the first one, which is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the second one. Have not seen any, and I know there's a bunch of them. I haven't seen any past the second one.
Yeah.
But I heard that they kind of start getting, they're not as good as the first one or two.
Yeah, they start to get on the cheesy side.
Yeah. And so with this one, it's a female, correct?
Yes.
Nothing against a female character. It just goes against the tradition. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. It'd just be like the same thing if it was originally a woman. And I watch, you know, back in the 80s, the female character, and then they turn it in, you know, like, oh, let's use a guy. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm used to, that's how I am. It's not, mm-hmm. has nothing to do with, oh, now they're using a woman, whatever. It's just, they didn't originally, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it might be awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, I never got to any parts where I saw her, so.
Oh, you do? Wow, you really crashed out.
Well, maybe I saw one
opening
part.
Credits.
That's when I was starting to fall asleep.
Oh, I got you. Well, I saw the previews, and they made the previews look. I mean, the previews made the movie look really good as far mm-hmm. as the minute and a half. But
it's slow paced. I think that's the problem.
Yeah,
not necessarily that the content isn't there; just really slow paced.
Right.
For my taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to get into a hardcore story and really get into it.
Right.
I don't like all this slow conversation back and forth. And
yeah, and then you're 35 minutes into it.
Yeah, you're 35,
really,
there's no action at all.
Let's start the story. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, especially a movie like that where we're used to, so we know the Hellraiser premise, the character.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be... They should have maybe picked up from whichever, how they want to do it, maybe from the first or second, you know, or the last one. But don't do a time of like, okay, we haven't even gotten to the main character,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you're like, so yeah, like falling asleep,
well, and,
you know, like that's
kinda, sort of like the newest Halloween, like that.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't really get into the whole Michael Myers thing to like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
It's right.
Really? I've sat here for an hour and a half.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
All the buildup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, there's stuff going on and murders and the one kid going crazy. I mean, it
yeah, but nothing.
It was interesting, but yeah, it's like Halloween, Michael Myers. And
yeah.
It's like not until the very end.
You could do any movie with killings and
mm-hmm.
the other stuff. Like Michael's that's the reason we have the Halloween series.
Yeah.
That's and all that big talk, and it's the final conclusion of the whole thing mm-hmm. after 40 some years, and then
it's like watching Predator and they don't introduce the Predator until the last 10 minutes of the movie. It's like that won't work.
Although I do like Predator.
Oh, I love Predator. I'm not saying that's how they did it, but
yeah, I know.
If they did that, I don't think it'd be what it was.
However, Predator, even though you didn't see him until like the last 10 minutes where he actually came into focus,
but you still
saw
his camouflage and he was interacting and doing all the killing.
He was part of the
or just like the first Jeepers Creepers.
Oh yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
You don't really know exactly what he is until the end.
Yeah,
but he's present through the whole movie.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know?
Oh yeah, love Jeepers Creepers.
Mm-hmm.
I need to watch those again. Man, I'd watch those every couple of months. I like the second one, too.
Yeah.
You know, Big Sky, and then we watched City Hall. That is a movie. We it's, I think, from 96 because John Cusack's in it. It's one of those movies that got a great cast. You're like, oh, my gosh, like, look how young they are. So, like, 96, John Cusack's, like, 30, you know, and now he's, because I think he's 56 now or 57. Mm-hmm. Al Pacino's in it. He's the mayor of New York City. John Cusack's the deputy mayor. And it's about the, you know, crime, mafia, or, you know, okay. Kind of some little, I don't want to give it away, but yeah, a little crookedness in the government, you mm-hmm. know, and covering up and, yeah, it's that type of thing. You know.
Just another Monday.
Yeah, another Monday. Ends in Y. Government, crooked. There you go. That's the latest movie. We like that. That was a good mm-hmm. movie. Haven't seen any horror movies. I know Friday when Elijah, so he went to school, and then we were supposed to have his party. So we were going to have 6 boys, including my son, at the age of 12. So we were going to do dinner at BW3's, B-dubs, and then mm-hmm. They want to go to Sky Zone during the glow night, whatever. They mm-hmm. guess they turn out the lights. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go back and do the presents and cake and all that. And then I think 3 or 4 of the boys were going to spend the night. So anyway, when we got home, he was miserable. And Amy and we were like 15 minutes away from parents dropping off their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, we should just probably go ahead and cancel it. You know, like he's miserable. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, you know, how you feel about it? Like, be honest, you know. And he goes, not good. You know, and I mean, he was pitiful. And we're like, she's like, we're real close for kids to start arriving. Why don't we just go out to dinner, get everybody's bellies full. We'll come back, do the cake and presents, and then we'll call it a night. And then you can do another sleepover, do the Sky Zone, and then mm-hmm. you know, whoever wants to sleep over. And he goes, okay. And then he just kept getting even worse. And we're like, I go, I don't know, man. I'm like, are you sure we want to do any of it? Because he's going to be, you know, he wasn't hungry.
Yeah, so
he's gonna
he won't want to eat.
No.
So.
And so I said, let's go ahead and she goes, you know what? What? And she's like, you could have told us earlier, you know, and he's 12.
Yeah.
He's not thinking to be that mature enough to go, hey, I want to cancel my party. And mm-hmm. he doesn't, you know, and he's thinking he's going to go to the last second to see if he got better. He was not better. And so we asked him, he goes, we said, do you want to try that or do you want to cancel? And he goes, I want to cancel. We're like, okay. So, man, we got on the calling, texting, you know, and everybody understands. They're all parents, right?
Yeah.
So after we got a hold of everybody, we were like, yeah, we'll do it again. We'll do, you know, we'll set up a time maybe during Christmas break or right after Christmas break, do everything that we had planned. And so Amy goes, well, guys, it looks like a, you know, regular family night at home. And I said, which is usually a movie or something. And I said, hey, I said, Elijah's been talking about wanting to watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And of course, I've mentioned before, Amy hated that movie. She hates it.
The remake or the original?
The original. She mm-hmm. cannot stand it. She's like, the acting's terrible. The guy in the wheelchair annoys me. He's awful. I'm like, I said, yes, these were not known actors. They were mm-hmm. young. They were in like their 20s. But it's still a great movie. It's, mm. you know, and she was like, we are not watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And we did not watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But yeah, we were trying to find a movie. And I think City Hall is either that Friday night or Saturday night. But we sit there and we have all these apps, all these TV apps,
mm-hmm.
100 of them, if not more. And we scroll and scroll and scroll. And then sometimes we'll catch one from like, have we seen that? No, it's 1996, you know, or mm-hmm. or that was a good movie. Let's watch that. Okay, and we've seen it 17 times. You know, it's yeah. just funny how we can't. But I was like, we could watch.
It's that whole thing, like you have 10 million things that you can watch, but you can't find nothing to watch.
I mean, literally, 10 million options.
Yeah.
You know, every genre, every app to display these movies, and yeah, most of the time we can't even come up with something. But yeah, it was like, I can watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre again with the boy, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, mom put the kibosh on that. But she said, nope.
Well, we went to Trans-Siberian Orchestra last night.
Oh, you did?
It was like every other time we've gone and seen them.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I've never seen
them. Oh, yeah. We've seen them, I don't know, this is probably me and Rachel's 8th, 9th time.
Oh, gosh.
Them. And then I think
where was it at?
What was it? Gamebridge
Fieldhouse. Where the Pacers
play. Conseco Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Banker's Life.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Indiana Fieldhouse was the original. Yeah. That lasted about a minute. Start getting them endorsement money.
Yeah, this is the second time the boys have seen it. And then Parker took his girlfriend, Demi.
Nice.
So she's never seen them. So, yeah, it was a good time. But we went to dinner, got there, parked, and started walking in. And then
you went downtown dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, we went to Avon, went to BJ Brew House.
Oh, yeah, we love BJ
Brew House. Got some pizzas. And then so as we're walking in, then Parker's like, I don't feel good.
Oh, no.
It's like, what do you mean you don't feel good?
That's what I would do. What you...
It's like,
don't do this.
My stomach's sort of queasy. It was like, when did this start happening? He's like, just now. It's like, okay.
So fuck up.
Yeah. So I was like, well, do you need to go to the bathroom? And he's like, no. And so do we need to find a trash can? I mean, what do you
think? Which ends are coming out?
Yeah. And he's like, no.
No.
He was like, well, let's just go find our seat. So we went and sat down. He was fine the rest of the night, but I don't know. Something didn't sit right when we got out of the car and started walking in there.
Okay. So at dinner, it felt fine, but then once you got to the field house, that's when.
Yeah.
Oof. Something. Okay.
It couldn't have been dinner. I think he only had one slice. He eats like a little bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it was good, though. But he ended up being fine.
Yeah. He was fine today. Yeah.
Good.
And then get sick there. Finished the concert, and it was a great time. And yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I know who they are, and they're on, you know, whatever, 105, our local station for the Christmas, you know, the whole month of December. Like, is it, is this a group that changes all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, that new members, all because it's a orchestra, or do they try to keep,
it's,
you know, like a rock band, like a regular group, do they try to keep your core, or do they?
They have a core.
I don't know who they are, really.
Group. It's a group of guys. They played in, like, an 80s hair band type band together.
Oh, did they?
Some of them. It's called, what is it, Sabotage?
Hmm.
And so the guy that started the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I believe his name's Paul O'Neill. He passed away in 2017.
Hmm.
But, you know, all these guys got together, and it was sort of his brainchild, and decided to do holiday-themed show with rocking guitars and rock band type music. And they've gotten so big, like, they wanted to be able to bring this to East Coast and West Coast, so the half of the core group split, and now they get all these other professional artists.
Oh.
And they have two companies, and they tour around, so when they're playing here, the other one's playing somewhere else.
Oh, wow.
So there's two shows going on, you know, every day that they're playing.
That's cool.
So, you know, one's here in Indy, the other one might be out in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they manage to try to get it out as many places as possible within the holiday season.
Well, then that's a big deal then, because, I mean, it's a lot of people you're trying to
get
together to be able to do two concerts at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And have the same sound.
So, yeah, it's two road crews, two
production
crews, two stage setups, two of everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're big. And the first year we went and saw them, we got front row seats, me and Rachel.
Oh, okay.
Because it was just last minute, and we're like, I was like, do you want to go see them? And this was way back when they not necessarily first started playing, but they're still up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, yeah, let's go. That'd be cool. So I went to a Ticketmaster, and I was like, yeah, give me the two best seats you have. And they're like, is front row good? I'm like, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
First front row typically is.
So we're like front row, stage center for the very first time we saw them. And now we've never been that close ever since. We've always been way back.
So do you go like, give me
but
the best.
But the ticket prices have come up.
Oh, yeah. Give me the best seats you got. Row 187 okay? I guess.
I guess so.
Awesome.
But really, there's not a bad seat in that facility.
No, it's not overwhelmingly big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 20,000, but it's not like it's a football stadium.
So, yeah, it's It's a good time going and seeing them.
I have not seen them.
But it's like, you'd probably like them because it's sort of like a production like Kiss. I mean, there's lasers and lights and
yeah, right.
smoke and pyrotechnics. And
yeah, it's a big stage show.
Oh, yeah. It's just as much visual as it is audio.
Yeah. I like, and they do it like where they time it with the music.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all the lasers. Like, if the music's going dun, 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 the lasers are going dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Going all over the place, yeah.
That's one thing since I was a kid when I started really paying attention to musicians, like, you know, a big Kiss fan, you know, mm-hmm. and all the other rock groups, you know, and I like a stage show. The music's the main thing
mm-hmm.
because obviously if you don't like the music, you're not going to listen to it in your car or your AirPods, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when I watch videos or when I've been to concerts, I love a group that puts on a stage show as well. It just yeah. adds to it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I love that. Yeah, so lasers and bombs and fire. And all. Yeah, basically that's what we do on a Wednesday night, you know, here.
Uh-huh.
We record is bombs and smoke, you know.
Smoke.
Nobody yeah. sees it, but we do it. We do it anyway. No, but that's
we
awesome.
We both have a theme song that we walk into the room to.
That's right.
To,
yeah. That's right. No, but that we'll have to do that sometime. I wonder, yeah, I think we'll do that. So they come to Indy every year, right? Do you think?
Yeah, I think there might have been 1 year that they skipped Indy.
Okay.
But yeah, they're generally here.
We'll have to do that. I think Amy and I would enjoy that, and the kids, mm-hmm. you know, especially being a stage show with
yeah.
the music.
And it's a great show to take kids. If yeah. you want them to experience like their first rock band show or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's a great show
yeah.
because
and
it's all clean. It's all,
yeah,
it's a show. It's Christmas music,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's like a lot of the, you see the videos, you know, a lot of the people that have their houses and their front yards and all that decorated with the, mm-hmm. the Christmas lights, they'll play that, the Siberian Orchestra with their, and they try to time it mm-hmm. with the music. their lights are flashing with the, yeah.
A lot of cool. A lot of those software systems to control those, I mean, it gets pretty wild.
Yeah.
Like you can get it timed to the music.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, that's a little bit much for me. What we have is fine, but we don't have it.
Have you ever seen the one where, I think it's a Christmas tree. And it's like the front yard. He has like these screens set up and it looks like a Christmas tree popping up behind something. But then like a drive-by type thing starts going on. He's like, oh no. And he like, the Christmas tree dies behind something and he comes back up. Oh, this is what you want to do? And it comes out with like an AK and all the lights are going off.
Oh, no. See, I don't
like,
have enough time.
I think you missed the theme of Christmas. I mean, yeah, you got a Christmas tree, a talking one, but.
Well, Nate, that's just how they want to do it. That's how they want to do it. No, I have not seen that, and I don't know where these people get the time and energy.
Oh, I know.
I mean, really, like we do our little lights and stuff. But
when you see mine, we just put a string of snowflake lights.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
my wife and daughter did add more on our porch. They did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this mesh thing. It looks like a fishing net with lights.
Oh,
and
for bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we bought it like 2 years ago, and I slap it over our front our bush, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the only bad thing is I need like two or three other ones.
Done.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I kind of like, oh wait a minute, I want it little bit more, you know, to face this way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. It's like the easiest thing, right? You plug it into a, you know, extension cord.
I got one of those laser things that does like the snowflakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like our house is red brick, so the red laser doesn't contrast very well with it.
I only used it
like 2 years, and I'm like, all right, haven't touched it.
Yeah.
Well, we need a White House.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I like that mesh, that net thing, but Amy's right. She's like, well, does it cover the whole thing? Our bush is huge. It's like a big,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, well, okay. So it doesn't cover the entire bush. It's like, you know, you can still see it. And so they bought, beginning of the month or the end of the month of November, they bought outside lights, and her and Olivia had planned on putting more lights outside. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's fine with me. I'm not doing it. I'm not, you know. Well, what they did is they wrapped them around. They like goes above the doorway, you know, mm-hmm. all that on the porch. But then they strung it where it goes around. They took that, I say the fishing net lights. They took that off and then wrapped around lights from, like, so it's basically going, you know, over the front porch, over the doorway, and then it spills onto our bush. And so they wrapped it around. Looks, excuse me, looks better. And I'm like, well, what'd you do with the other lights? She goes, I threw them away. I go, you didn't. She goes, no, I'm kidding. She's like, it's over. We have one of those boards that says welcome that a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. You put on, you know, leans up against the door or the siding. And yeah, so she's like, I'm not sure how we're going to do that. So if we can get those plugged in, then, but yeah, so we have more lights now. We have a little more lights. And we, like I said, there we always decorate. Always, my thing is this little tree. I call it my little Charlie Brown tree. And I put that in the bay window, and then I put lights underneath. And then we have the red and green and our coach lights on the garage and on the front porch. And, you know, but yeah, nothing fancy. Like, nothing's timed with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah, it's not none of that. Or you know, these people that I took Olivia to volleyball practice tonight, and there's this house in the town over, and they have the big blow up, you know, and oh my gosh, they have this Snoopy. It has to be at least, I'd say, 13 to 14 feet tall. Mm-hmm. It's wide. It's huge. I'm like, that is one big Snoopy. but all their decorations are the blow-up things, which is cool, but they're like not really lights, but they have, yeah.
Yeah, there's a house.
They're monstrous, though. It looks like
a neighborhood to the north of here.
Okay.
Like their whole yard is nothing but the blow-up stuff.
Yeah, yeah. My kids, when they were little, wanted me to do that, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Our neighbor has a couple next door. You know, the typical Santa Claus.
I like lights. Yeah. Have you seen, and this is like sort of my setup, like the plywood cutout picture of the Grinch, and then like you have some of the lights on the house, and then he's tearing them off and taking off with them.
No. Oh, you know what? I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like he's stealing. Like,
yeah, pulling the lights off.
I have. Yep.
I can get down with that. Put like,
yeah, that'd be
six or seven lights up on the gutter, and then have the rest wrapped up in his hand, and I'm done.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be that way. Nobody could say you're lazy to finish it. Yeah. No, that's what it's supposed to be. Grinch is supposed to be taking the lights off of the house. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it's let's see, we're recording now. This is, what is today, Nate? The 12th?
12th, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I told my kids, I'm like, hey, this is yesterday. I'm like, yeah, 2 weeks from today. And, you know, they're 12 and then soon to be 15. And I'm like, they are still excited, even, you know, even though they, you know, spoiler alert, if you're listening with your little kids, cover their ears, but since they don't believe in a certain someone anymore, but they're still.
Easter Bunny, I get
that's
it.
That's right. Tooth fairy. they still get excited, but it's just like, you know, and we are too as parents, but it's like, it's just different.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. It's like, but,
well,
you know,
they get to that age and that it's about the holiday, just family time, being together.
Oh yeah. No school for a couple weeks. And yeah, I'm taking off that Friday before and then the Monday and Tuesday after. Now those will be my last 3 days of PTO. I always do that. I always try to time it and work it out where I've got at least 2 to 3 days for Christmas, because yeah, I'm not gonna lose them, that's for sure. I'm not gonna lose my days off. And then so I've got, yeah, that it is, yeah, I mean, as a parent, it's like I said, Amy and I, we exchange, we look forward to it. It's fun, presents are fun, but that's the main. I mean, like, we go to our Christmas Eve service at the church, and man, it's so awesome, and the meaning of it, and it's a big deal, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, it's, but, you know, but the commercial side of it, it's still fun, you know, but it's not as fun, just because when Amy and I would do a date night, and we do it usually at the end of October, beginning of November, we would have 90% of our decorating, or our shopping done, and the kids, we'd have their list. Now, this is when they believed, and man, we'd go out, we'd go to dinner, you know, and then we'd hit it strong, and we go to five or six different stores, and we did the cash system where we saved up cash each month, and so then we had the amount that we want to spend, and we would, you know, and so but now it's like the last 3 or 4 years we've been doing Amazon. You know,
that's what, right, our big thing is.
But this year we did do it. We started later, but we were like, you know what, let's go back to when the kids were little. Let's do a date night. We'll go to dinner, and we'll do some shopping. There's some shopping, you know, so we go like to Super Target and Dick's Sporting Goods, and you know, so we're able to actually do like we used to buy stuff at the store. And then there's things that, yeah, I mean, it's you got to order it online. There's not, you know, I mean, it's different.
Yep,
it's just different though.
It's nice not messing with the crowds.
Oh yeah, well, see, and that's why we did it.
That's the plus
early because. Most of the time, we would, I mean, literally one time we did it, it was not even Halloween yet. Like, we did it like the 29th or 30th, not 30, that'd been her birthday, but like 28th or 29th, and the most time is like the first week of November. Man, we had all that, we didn't have the pressure and the stress, and we you know, we just put it, everything up in the attic, and we'd have it done, I mean, weeks ahead of Christmas, and we still got deals.
Yeah.
They were still like, we were like, people, because some people would say, well, what, why are you doing it that early? Because I get the, you're getting it out of the way and you don't have to have the craziness, but like, you're not getting the deals. We're like, oh no, it's surprising. They stores would give good discounts, you know, or good sales on whatever, you know, on back then it was toys mainly, but you know, you know, it's just different. It's a different thing.
You know? So are you going to, watch Violent Night?
Violent Night. Violent Night. You're welcome, creepies. So, I don't know. Excuse me. Speaking of cough. Is that the, okay, it's a movie, correct?
Yes. It's
like a movie. Okay.
Yes.
So, is that the one where the guy...
The David Harper.
That's in Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. We saw a preview.
John Leguizamo.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
We saw a preview for that, but it was a while back. I completely forgot about it. However, then Jerry from Hillbilly Horror Stories, he posted on his Facebook group or his personal Facebook page. They were going to see it or they just saw it. And, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I remember. Yeah, Violent Night. So I don't know. I don't know, Nate, to answer your question in a long roundabout way. I don't know. Because if
I'll probably watch it. Just I like John Leguizamo, and I like.
No, he's awesome in Stranger Things. Yeah.
The
sheriff.
Harbor. Is
yeah.
His last name.
Harbor, yeah. I don't. I mean, if it's just a violent movie. I mean, like, you know, like I said, my favorite movie of all time is Tombstone. It's violent because you got to consider shooting. It's violent, but I mean, it's not gore. You know, if it's a gory movie or something like that, yeah, it's. Yeah, I've mentioned it's not. It's not my. It's not my.
I don't know if it's necessarily gory.
It's not my gig.
I think it's
I don't know what's really about.
John Leguizamo and his gang like break in to these rich people's home or whatever, and the kid asks Santa for help, and he shows up and
starts
beating booty.
Now that could go different ways, Nate.
I'm trying to keep it G.
I think I made it R.
With
yeah,
talking about an R-rated movie.
Is he supposed to really play Santa Claus?
Supposed to be Santa, but he's there to save the day.
Okay, because I thought, well, maybe
so
he's
like
just
a hardcore Santa.
I guess
it's labeled as a comedy action.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, there's probably some good one-liners in there. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like trying to think of a movie that, yeah, it's like an action violent movie, but then there's some humor, you know, you got, yeah.
Bad Boys.
Oh yeah. Bad Boys is great. Oh yeah. I didn't like the second one, but I like the first one.
Uh-huh.
I went to the theater back in, I was young. I was like, whatever that came out, 20.
Being a bad boy.
Yeah.
Seeing it young.
Violent Night. Yeah. Okay. I'll check it out. We'll have to see what it's about.
Well, we're in that period of time, you know, 'tis the season, so I'm just wondering if you had plans to see it.
You know, we tried to watch Bad Santa one time.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. It was a bit much.
It's over the top. It's not what you necessarily think's going to happen.
No. It was not.
It's not a kid show at all.
Definitely not a kid show, and we knew that, but it was just a little bit too much. I was like, okay, but yeah, we tried that, and we were talking, one of my coworkers, he watched last week, this was like Friday, so I think it must have been last Thursday night, he said, yeah, I watched, he goes, have you seen any Christmas movies, like any, you know, action or, you know, like some horror Christmas movies?
Die Hard?
No, well, I mean, like recently, yeah. Well, they're, you know, actually speaking of Die Hard, that's a movie that's, you know, a serious tone, an action, but yet it's got humor, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I said, no, not this year, and he goes, well, I watched these movies, he said, It's one that I'm gonna look it up, but it's a 2020, 2021 where they're in the mall and there's, and these people, it's, oh, Black Friday. It's called Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And these, the staff or the store staff, you know, they're doing their normal Black Friday stuff and shoppers and all that. And then somehow the shoppers get infected. And so it turns them into zombies. And so now their goal is to survive, you know. Uh-huh. So all these shoppers are turning into zombies and they're attacking each other and trying to attack the staff. So he said he watched that and he goes, I said, it's probably gory. He goes, yeah, a little bit, a little much, you know. He goes, but it's funny. I mean, And then, what's his name? The store manager. It's Bruce.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the store manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and he really looks the same. He's just a little older, but he looks the same. So Black Friday. And then he watched Black Christmas. Have you ever seen that?
Black Christmas.
They did a remake, I think, just a few years ago, but the original was like 1974, 75. And it's about some maniac climbs up, like it's a sorority house. And there's like 12 sorority sisters that live there. And he climbs in, sneaks in the house and starts taking them out. And so basically So he watched that and so I watched the previews of that. And it actually looks pretty good. And then they remade, I think, 2018, 2019, Black Christmas. Okay. So there's some other scary. Yeah. Those are like horror ish. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think I've seen too many Christmas horror movies.
Yeah. There's not too many out there.
There's like Silent Night, Deadly
Krampus.
Night.
Krampus.
I love Krampus. We love that.
That's good.
Now, Amy threw me off. We watched that, like, when that came out onto video, like, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was. And I loved it. And I thought she did, too. And it's got some good actors.
Mm-hmm.
But then we watched it. I wanted to watch it last year. And I loved it just as much. And she was like, man, it's not my favorite. I go, really? I thought you liked it. And she goes, well, it's okay. She goes, it's just not my, you know, it's not my go-to. I go, man, I love Krampus. I thought it was great.
I
thought it was awesome.
Snowman. Serial killer. What is that?
Older movie or newer?
It's an older movie. I can't remember what it's called. Frosted Nights or something like that.
I don't know.
Can't remember.
Look that up.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I've never... I haven't seen it because I don't remember any any snowman killer. and then I know Silent Night, Deadly Night came out in the 80s. That's a slasher film. Haven't seen that. I don't know if, you know, I'd love to know if creepies out there, what their favorite horror Christmas movies are, if they like any.
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a...
1997.
Man, I don't know that one. Who's in it? Does it give like a cast? Like, I'm just curious who's the...
Well, on the thing here, it says Christopher Allport and Scott McDonald.
Crazy Scott McDonald? I have no idea who
Crazy Eyes?
Maybe if I see them, I would know who they are. I don't know them by the name, so I... Jack Frost. Sounds good. I don't know. Nipping at your nose. Yeah, what's some other movies, man?
Yeah, here's a picture.
Let's see. He looks mad. He looks angry. He's an angry Jack Frost, that's for sure.
Angry snowman.
He's an angry snowman. Look at you. You're an angry snowman. He's from the South Pole. No, I tend to not watch horror movies that are Christmas-related or Christmas movies that are horror-related, however you want to. So I did watch Krampus just because of the legend of Krampus, and... I loved it. But I haven't seen too many movies, if any, really, that, you know, they're either comedies or they're, you know, they're
Now, I thought Michael Keaton was part of one of these.
Well, there is one.
There's another one called Jack Frost.
Yes, completely different.
Yeah, he gets, it's like a family show. He gets turned into a,
yeah,
I think he passes away and comes back as
yeah,
a snowman.
Like a, yeah, spoiler alert again. Like a car accident or something?
Something like that,
and
yeah.
And then he's, you know what? I think, now that you mention that, I think somebody told that story on another podcast, or it could have been a video. They were saying that they went to this is back in the rental movie days, you know, the movie rental stores. somebody went to rent the Jack Frost with Michael Keaton.
Yeah. The cute they fun, got the
and they
horror
got the
one.
Other, yeah, and they were like, not the same. They were kind of thrown back.
What is this?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that would be a little different one.
Oh, wow.
They're like, this isn't. Yeah, and I guess they had their kids with them, too, because that's why they rented it, and didn't turn out the way they thought. So somebody either played a joke or they just messed up and put the wrong movie in the wrong whatever you got it. So I don't do a whole lot of horror Christmas movies, if any. Yeah. I don't.
I guess some of them are entertaining, but trying to get horror into the Christmas holiday, just it doesn't work.
No, I mean it's just I don't know. I'm not against it.
Some of them are entertaining.
I just don't like it. But, I mean, or I'm not. I haven't found one that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like action movies. Mm-hmm. Reindeer Games is a good one.
Yeah.
I think Ben Affleck is that.
Oh, yeah. Watch this Violent Night. It might be my go-to every year.
Sure. maybe it's yeah. Yeah, I like comedies or if there's action movies, but not horror.
Yeah.
Movies. If it's Christmas related, no thanks. There's too many other, too many Christmas movies to watch. Yeah, we watch Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, that one's good.
That's a fun. We like those and just, I don't know.
Isn't there one with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
Oh yeah,
I know I've seen it. I just can't remember the name.
It's Stepdad or Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
No,
is it Big Daddy?
I think it's Stepdad. Stepdad.
Is it Stepdad?
I think so.
What's Big Daddy? Oh, Big Daddy's with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
A thousand times. Let me look that up. Yes, we've seen both of them. And the second one, they're both around Christmas, but the second one's even greater. It's awesome because they go to this cabin as the two families, and oh, man. It's pretty good. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, they're actually good. They're in a lot of movies together.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrell and Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's the cool...
Oh yeah, the tough
dad and Will Ferrell's
nerdyish.
You gotta nurture the child,
right? And in the second one, what's funny is Wahlberg, being the and then the second one they've actually they're buddies now. They're friends. They're not trying.
Yeah. First one they realize they can work together.
Yeah, and it takes a while, and then the second one though. When in the first one, when Ferrell sees Wahlberg's sees the new stepdad or whatever, and it's John Cena. So he's even bigger than tougher than Wahlberg. Uh-huh. Wahlberg's like, oh no, and he's mouths off to him. that's pretty funny. Everybody has their guy that's a little bit bigger, a little bit tougher. What is that stepdad?
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we like those movies. I can't think of. I was talking to Amy the other night. I still have not seen the original Miracle on 34th Street or whatever. I haven't seen that. I just saw 2 years ago, I think. It's a Wonderful Life. Just saw that. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it until all these years later, and it's awesome. Great movie. I think I've seen most of the classics, from the 40s and 50s. And then, of course, I've seen all the, 80s, 90s, and 2000s comedies. And, Die Hard, of course, it's around Christmas time. Nate, what is your opinion on, is it a Christmas movie or is it a movie that just happens to be, or like an action movie that happens to be during Christmas? Because I have my opinion, and I know people are all the time fighting about it. Which is it?
In my opinion, Christmas is sort of pushed through the movie pretty strongly. So I'd classify it as a Christmas movie.
You're going Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Sean not being here, because he's a slacker. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, Sean. I have... Daddy's Home. Yes, Daddy's Home. Great movie. Mm-hmm. Good two movies.
Daddy's Home too has John Lithgow as Will Ferrell's dad.
Yeah,
and then Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
His character.
I remember is, that was so good.
He's so fun. He's even worse than, like, he makes Wahlberg. Like, yeah. He's like, Dad, come on. Yeah, he's, he's raising your son? He's like, no. I mean, he's, yeah, he's a tough guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's, yeah. yeah, I've never thought, my opinion is it, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. So I'm going the opposite.
Yeah.
But I can see both. I can see why you would say it.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, I mean,
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter when it comes down to it, but through the whole movie, it's just like, you know, you're seeing Christmas lights, you're seeing Christmas trees, it's a Christmas party. It's like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just a shoot 'em up Christmas.
Shoot 'em up. Man, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but if I had to pick one, I've always, when people do polls, is it a Christmas movie? Is it not? No, it's not.
Technically, no. I mean, it's not a feel good, make you feel good about Christmas and family time.
Right.
I mean,
it's not about.
I guess he wins at the end of it, but.
Yeah, he does.
He had to walk on a floor of glass to get there, though.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, he taped. Yippee-ki-yay. I'll leave it at that. That's a great line.
Oh, yeah.
Great line.
I always like the ones where he's crawling through the ductwork.
Oh, yeah.
And then now, like you're saying, movie ductwork, and then it shows real ductwork.
Yeah.
It's like,
totally different.
Yeah, totally different. You can't
they're
fit
all
in
clean. Yeah, I posted that meme the other day.
Oh, yeah.
The woman's,
and they're clean in the movies, dirty as all get up.
Gross, nasty. Isn't that funny how that works, Nate? In the movie, it's totally different than real life.
Well, it's like, did you ever see Last Action Hero?
Oh, yeah, great movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and he comes out of the movie, and the car takes off, and he starts shooting at the car, and he's like, huh, they usually blow up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they usually blow. See, even a movie makes fun of movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
The, I mean, I know Schwarzenegger. Is that the one with Jamie Lee Curtis or no?
No, that's True Lies.
True Lies. I have
that's
seen.
That's good, too.
Yeah. I have seen. Yeah, the hero. Yeah, that's they're both good. Yeah, yeah. Usually it blows up.
Usually it blows up when I do that.
See, I like that. I like movies and lines like that because they're mm-hmm. poking fun at, you know, the obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. It always blows up. There's always or. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have to. Let's see. We got it. Yeah, my wife's actually. This is her last week till she's on Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes on a week before our kids in Plainfield.
Yeah. Plainfield goes until what, that Friday?
Yeah, or Thursday. Yeah, whatever that
Thursday, is. And they get Friday off. Yeah. I think. Yeah,
but yeah, I figure. Well, and here's this is my daughter and son. They said it the other day. My tradition, and it has been for, I don't know, since Olivia was a baby or small. You know, we do the presents. You know, we get up early because the kids want to get up early still. And we'll do the, you know, make some breakfast and, you know, whatever. And then let's sort the presents and let's have at it. And then I'm watching A Christmas Story. It's on 24 hours on like TBS or TNT.
Yeah.
And
I always end up every year watching that. Yeah.
And then afterwards, I fall asleep.
I haven't watched the new one yet.
2 hours. And we haven't either.
I'm going to. It's on the list.
A buddy of mine, I'm going to give him a shout out. Thank you. I know he has listened. I'm not sure if he does listen, but Mike Sutton, I used to play basketball with him back in the early 90s when I met him. He watched it just recently, and he said it was pretty entertaining, pretty good.
Good.
And they said it kind of keeps with the, you know.
Gist of the original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, he was an elf. He was like the head elf, yeah.
Yeah, he was the head elf, yep.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll start watching our movies more, and then like I said, I'm a Christmas Story guy, and I'll watch that, and then I crash out for about 2 or 3 hours, and then go get my mom, you know, pick her up because she doesn't drive, so I bring her to our house so she can see the grandkids and spend time. But yeah, there's some good movies out there, old classics from the 40s, you know, White Christmas, Bing Crosby, that's a great one. Man, there's some. Speaking of, though,
I think I'm going to watch, what did you just say?
White Christmas?
No.
Oh.
The one with Ralphie.
Oh, A Christmas Story?
Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
It slipped my mind.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra. No, it's fa-la-la.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra. I'll watch Christmas Story. Then I'll watch probably Charlie Brown's Christmas. Mm. Then I'll probably watch, what's that other Christmas classic? Oh, man. I can't
Christmas
remember.
Vacation is
yes,
another classic.
Christmas we Vacation.
Always, I mean, that's a staple.
Yeah, and then Violent Night.
I like that. Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, oh, yeah, and Violent Night. Hey, sounds good. Sounds like winter. Yeah, we watched.
Yeah, maybe squeeze Bad Santa in there. I don't know.
Yeah, that one I'm going to kind of skip. But, yeah, it's, no, there's so many movies out there. And,
oh, I know.
And, you know, there's, yeah, there's the, you know, rated R ones, and there's the classics from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and mm-hmm. you got the 80s, like Christmas Story, and then you got the 90s. I mean, there's so many movies out there that Elf was our first.
Elf, yeah.
My wife and I on our first date, and this was in February. I had never seen it, and she had all these movies, and she's like, wait, you want to watch a movie? I'm like, sure. And she's like, we're going through movies, and she's like, have you ever seen Elf? And I'm like, no. She's like, oh, you haven't? And so that was our first movie. We watched together, but we've already seen it already, and we'll watch mm-hmm. it again. But that doesn't get old.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He goes, what? Well, who are you? He goes, well, I'm Santa, of course. He goes, what'd you sing me for my birthday? Well, happy birthday, of course. And he goes, I like his reaction. Like, oh man. And then he's like, he goes, you sit on a throne of lies. You smell like beef and cheese. He goes, you stink. You smell like beef and cheese. Yeah, there's some classics.
And every once in a while, I'll watch some of those claymation ones back
in
the day.
Dude, I grew up on, oh, mm-hmm. gosh, every year. I did not
Rudolph
miss.
Rudolph and.
Didn't miss one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Santa's Come to Town. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my gosh, all of those. And I, Heat Miser and Cold Miser.
Yeah.
I still know the song. Yeah, the cartoons and the claymation. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you ever watch Emmett Otter? Emma Otter's Jugman Christmas.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I classic. Remember that
we got
one.
We got the video. It's mm-hmm. it's a great one. I watched it, I bet, 12 times during, like, whenever that came out. I was probably 10, I don't know, 9 mm-hmm. or 10. I watched that over, and it was on HBO. That's when it was, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, man. That's taking me back. Back in the day, way before you were born.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, yeah, you're probably like a baby. Man, those are great. Those are mm-hmm. and our kids have seen them all, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the claymations and the cartoons. And
well, it's like Parker. He
good
has...
Good old days, man.
He has the pink bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Ralphie,
yeah.
Pajamas.
Oh, that's funny.
So he's worn those past 3 or 4 years.
Oh, come on. He looks like a pink nightmare. Come on. He can take it off, right? It's oh, look how cute. He's like, Mom. that's hilarious. Yeah, the pink bunny. Oh, my gosh. I like the bumpkin sounds.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, and attack him, and he's like shaking his leg because he's trying to get in the door. They've got him by the leg. And they hate everybody but my old man. or the opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I would, yeah. Yeah, it's too bad Sean's not with us. We can have him talk about his. I know he's probably jiving with all these movies mm-hmm. too, at least most of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's. I mean, even if, like I said, I'm, 10 or 11 years older than you. You still grew up, though, with the same movies I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same, you know. I mean, gosh,
I
even talked to some that are 20 years younger than me, and they're same thing. They're still around.
Yeah,
and
they're still in circulation.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah,
Christmas
I grew up
time.
With them. Yeah. Yeah, or they're, oh yeah, you can't get anybody really that unless they're, you know, in their 80s. I mean, everybody knows
or Live Under a Rock.
Yeah, everybody knows those, man. Those are great movies. Yeah, those are mm-hmm. like I said, whether the cartoons, the claymations, or just the real act, you know, real live actors. As we get closer, we start watching more movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard, man, working and,
yeah,
you know.
Just finding the time.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, like I said, our Friday night's our Friday night. That's when we try to watch a movie or two or a mm-hmm. series, whatever. We're trying to catch up, and then, you know, we crash out. My wife, it does her in. Friday nights always do me in, too, and always when I was a kid. When Fridays came, I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a night owl, and I can stay up till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And she's like, last Friday, she crashed out at 9:30. She's like, I'm done. We watched mm-hmm. our movie, and she's done. She went to bed, and then I'm like, okay, I'll see you a little bit. And it was 1:30.
Yeah,
or 12:30, whatever it was. Oh man,
just getting up so early most days. It just
yeah
by the time 9:30, 10 o'clock comes around, I'm ready. If nothing's like keeping my attention, I'm crashing.
Yeah, yeah. What was the movie that you said that you... Hellraiser,
yeah. Well, then I was at my aunt and uncle's when I was working up in Detroit, and I'd worked 12 hours that day, came back, took a shower, ate, and then they're like, hey, let's watch a movie. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's fine. So we sat there, and they pulled up, or they started that Bruce Willis's newest movie before he retired.
Yeah.
Wrong place or something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Sort of like, you know, wrong, he's at the wrong place at the right time type premise.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the story of it. I'll probably eventually watch it at some point, but I was just exhausted and it was too slow.
Okay.
At the beginning of the movie, I woke myself up with a snore, and I looked at my aunt, and she's like, why don't you go to bed? You're snoring. I'm like, yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Is it Paradise City?
No.
Oh, because it said, I looked up, I Googled it, and it says, what's the new movie called with Bruce Willis? And it said Paradise City 2022, November 11th, 2022. So that's...
Oh, that must be his last movie, I guess.
There's Detective Knight, Cosmic Sin... Fortress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because we saw whatever it is, we saw it come up on the advertisement screen, and we were like, what's up? I mean, we're like, wait a minute, I thought he retired because of, his dementia and stuff. But so they must have. Oh, Detective Knight Independence is in 2023. So never mind. I can't find it. I don't know what the. Here it is. New movie called Wrong Place.
Yeah, Wrong Place.
Here we go. It says Bruce Willis stars a new movie, Wrong Place, one of his final films.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
And it seemed like, and I love Bruce Willis, so.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good movie. It just, I was exhausted. Yeah. I couldn't keep that kind of attention on that type of movie.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I totally get it.
So.
Well, like, we'll have... I know when my wife, whenever she does hear this episode, she's like, man, you picked on me, but she can't deny it because it's true. Because she crashes out and I'll look over and she's, like kicking back. She's out. And I'm like, hey, you sleep over there? No. I'm watching. I'm like, I see you've been laying like that for 20 minutes. And then, but if she's definitely, if we're upstairs in bed and watching TV, that's sayonara. She's out.
I know.
She has no chance.
I don't even have to ask when Rachel's asleep because she starts twitching. So it's like, she's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I
she doesn't have to ask when I'm asleep because I'll snore.
She's like, yeah, you can't hide it.
I did that last night because she was like, we got done with the second episode of Wednesday. And I was sort of fighting to stay awake through that one. And then she was like, you want to watch one more? I'm like, it must have been Saturday night. And I'm like, I guess if you want to. She's like, yeah, let's watch one more. I'm finally comfortable. And I was like, okay. And so put that one on. Yeah, I crashed. She's like, let's go to bed. I'm like, yeah.
But you know what?
And again, it wasn't because I wasn't interested in the show. It just,
yeah.
I was at my limit, exhaustion. I just needed to go to sleep.
Totally get it, man. Yeah, it's like, because of my job, I work my day job, but then I am used to being late or staying up later because of my cleaning business. So I'm out and about, cleaning late. And like I said, even though Fridays can do me in, I'm just used to staying up later, and like even during the week.
That's your schedule.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't like that.
I used to be that way.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, what's weird is just a few years ago until I cut back, I was going to bed, not kidding you, between 1:30 and 2 a.m. every night, like on a work night, and then getting up at 7. And I was so used to it. Like I would come home, I'd work out, or I'd come home and just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, or just go straight to bed, but it was still 2 a.m. And my buddy at work, I used to work with at the church, he'd say, he was like, man, how do you do it? And I said, I unfortunately my body is just now used to it. I said, yeah. I don't want that. I wish it wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, but it is.
Well,
what
it's
it
like
is.
On the weekends, I wake up. I always wake up sometime between 4 and 5.
Do you? Yeah.
Now I can fall back to sleep for another couple hours, but
yeah,
I always get up because that's when my alarm goes off.
Yeah. Well, the bad thing is, and I'm going to tell myself, but it is what it is. Man, if I can go to bed, say at like 11 o'clock, I get up at 6 now, because now that Elijah's in middle school, now both of them have to get up at 7, or mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 6 to be ready by 7. So that's an hour earlier than what I used to get up at. I'm trying to get better at getting to bed, you know, getting my jobs done sooner mm-hmm. and getting out the door to, you know, and then getting back. But I'm just like, it's still hard to sometimes wind down, you know, yeah. So I've always been like, give me a bowl of cereal. I'll get on the phone. You know, that's another great thing to do is get on the phone at midnight. It's like, geez, get to bed. But anyway, but what the problem is, the older I'm getting, it's like, if I can just go through the night peeing one time, I'm like, this old age, man, this middle age stuff is like 2 or 3 times, you know? And well, the bad thing is I'll drink like a sweet tea before I go to bed or something mm-hmm. stupid like that, or even just water or something healthier, but it's still water. Man, I'm like, daggone it. Every 2 hours I'm waking up to go pee. No, this is terrible. When did this happen?
Yeah.
That's not good, Nate. It's not good. I don't know if you're there yet, but just
no,
wait.
I'm not.
Wait till
not
you get
there
closer
yet.
To 50.
I'm at the point of going to bed because my body hurts and then waking up and getting out of bed because my body hurts.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, I get that. I have. Oh my gosh, if I go a day without something hurting, it's truly a miracle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have some. My back always hurts me, but my foot. It's my shoulder now. My back's constantly hurting, or my neck, or my feet. I'm like, good night. What is wrong with me? I used to be great. Like I used to not even. Feel anything, and I'd play competitive basketball, softball, you know.
It seems like
bumps and slide and do all this, and I wouldn't even.
You hit that magic 40 years old, and everything just starts going downhill.
It does. no lie. And I know most of our creepies are in. I look at the statistics, and it said. By the way, real quick, last night or no, it's tonight, Monday. Saturday night, I think. Could have been last night. Either Saturday night or Sunday night, whichever. Our main listenership, age-wise, is 35 to 44. And then the second one was like the 25 to 34, mm-hmm. you know, younger, about 10 years, right? And that was it. Then everything else, like they were like 98% of all listenership, age-wise. And all the other ones, like, you know, 18 or whatever, and then older, you can barely see them on the graph, right? Well, last night or the night before, the newest is 55 to 65 is like 30, like 25%, 30%.
Wow.
So then the other two were, I'm like, whoa, okay, even older than me. We're getting a little older. Yeah, 55 to 65 was showing up big
time. So they feel us.
Oh, yeah. They're getting, yeah. And they, you know, they're, a little over the middle aged, I guess, mm-hmm. if you're starting to get in your 60s. Yeah. So that was interesting, though, because those two other age groups were just dominating.
Yeah.
They were just like 55% to 45% or 50, you know. Now 55 to 65 is creeping in there. Hmm. We're getting the older crowd. I like it. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, you're not too old for a little middle aged creep. No.
They can email what their aches and pains are, too.
Sad. It is sad. I mean,
well, it's like I don't know if I talked about this story, but when I was up in Detroit, I was hooking on iron and flying it up with the crane to the connectors up on the roof. And I went on the previous piece that I flew up. There's a beam that was right behind me, so I just sat down on it. So then I rigged up the next one, got it all ready. And when I got it rigged, I knew that beam was behind me, and I saw it out on my peripheral on my left-hand side, but I didn't look to my right, and it's a rookie mistake. I went to sit down, and the beam was not there.
Oh, man.
I was past the end of the beam. So as I proceed to fall on the semi-truck flatbed trailer with the iron on it, my foot gets stuck underneath the big beam that we have rigged up, and then there's a small little beam that's maybe a foot tall in between the two beams. And so my foot gets wedged underneath it, so then my calf and my at my knee breaks over that shorter beam. So I was sort of doing like the Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Bent over at my knees. And my left arm was caught, so I couldn't use it. And I caught myself on the other beam with my right arm, right hand. And I had to pull myself up, one-armed. Well, then come Monday, my carpal tunnel.
Oh, okay.
So
you told a story last week.
Yeah,
but
my thumb was numb. My pointer finger was numb. My middle finger was numb. And they're just now, after a little over a week,
right,
getting to where they're not numb feeling anymore.
The only reason, like the whole thing, I remember you talking about, but I couldn't remember the details. Yeah. You had said that, because I said, Nate, how you doing? You're like, oh, I'm trying to kill myself.
Yeah.
Because you were
naming, I was trying to kill myself.
Yeah, and you were saying that how your fingers were numb. And then
I have a bruise across the top of my calf where it hinged over top of the little beam. And, yeah.
You know you can't get hurt. We need you on the, I mean, I don't want you hurt, period, but. You know, there's a little more incentive. I'm just kidding.
I didn't like hurt myself.
Just hurt yourself.
Yeah.
No, I get it. It's, man, you got a physical job. I mean, mm-hmm. I got a physical job, but I don't have anything I don't have to worry about a beam hitting me or slam. Yeah. It's just more like I'm on my feet and, you know, we move stuff at the church, mm-hmm. chairs and tables and all that, but nothing that's like, I mean. You know, I've had my hands slammed, and I've slammed my knee and mm-hmm. had a table drop on my foot. Not fun, but nothing. It's like I could possibly get knocked off on a high rise or get killed. You know, unless I, it is something else. It's like, man, I'm 51. I used to be at a time where I'm like, I didn't even think about it. Like there was nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like aches and pain. I didn't have any. And then it's like, when did that? Oh, yeah. About 40.
Yeah.
Actually, my back started hurting when I was about 30. Started working at the church. I was 34. That's when I started having a bad lower back.
Yeah.
So I was even just mid-30s. And like, and then it's just all
down. Yeah,
all down.
That's probably when my back started hurting, too, was mid-30s.
My daughter, she's going to be 15. She's got a bad back. She, you know. But we tell her all the time, oh my gosh, she needs a stretch for kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that again, like when we're kids, man, I was so limber and, you know, I've always been athletic, but I was also limber. Now I'm still athletic for an older guy, but I'm like, I'm so tight and so stiff, like, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, Olivia, you're a kid. You shouldn't even, you know, and you play volleyball and you know.
I get my stretches in every morning. I have to pull my leg up. To put my socks on.
That's a good stretch. Yeah. You know what I try to do? I'll be in the closet and I'll put my socks on. Instead of like, this is serious, I'm not kidding. And I know the creepers are going to laugh or just like make fun of me. I will try to put my socks on standing up. So I have to stand up and hike my legs. So there's two things. One, I'm getting a stretch in. Two, my balance. Because when I read an article in Men's Health a few years ago, when you're men at age 40, I'd imagine maybe women too, but that's when your balance starts to go. And so I try to, like, little things like that. It sounds silly, but just to try to, you know, keep my balance and put my socks on without having to sit on the bed or on the floor. Yeah. It's I'm like, what the heck's happened to me? This is what I got to do to test my balance and my stretching and stand up and put my socks on. But yet I'll cough or I'll sneeze and I'll
throw your back out.
Yeah, I'll throw my neck out, twitch my, you know.
Yeah, I'll put a cup up in the cabinet. Oh, my back.
I know, it's never really the tough things. It's always like...
That's why I tell guys at work all the time. It's like, you know, I wasn't pulling a motor out of a car. I wasn't cutting down a tree with an axe. I wasn't...
Yeah, right. Right.
You know.
I know.
No, I was doing dishes, and I put a cup up in the cabinet.
And you feel bad about, like, you want to make something up, but you're like, oh, no, I better just call myself out. And it is what it is. But
I think it's more fun just to laugh at it. So I always tell them what happened.
Yeah.
Yep. I sneezed.
Problem is, though, I mean, I like to laugh at it, but then when I do, I hurt myself even
Yeah,
more.
Laugh at it and it hurts more.
Oh, creepies. Well, Nate, do you have anything else you want to talk about on this little freestyle creepy chat?
Way we're going, we could do this all night.
Heck yeah, man. Well, what's fun is during this time of year, it's easy because you can talk about it's Christmas and there's always something, movies or whatever we've been talking about.
And we all like movies and that kind of stuff, so it's an easy topic to keep rolling on.
Yes, it is, and music's another one, you know.
Yeah, we touched on that just a little bit.
Yeah, I've been watching on TikTok this guy. I can't remember his, account name or whatever, but he does mashups. So the last two I've seen, and they fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's Van Halen, Unchained with Stevie Wonder. So
I think I've seen that.
So Stevie Wonder singing his song, but it's to Unchained, the music, and it fits perfect. And then the other one was Van Halen, I'm trying to think who. Anyway, it was another mashup with Van Halen and this, and some other person, and it just fits perfect. And I'm like, this is awesome. How do you?
I think there's one with Jump, I think, with David Lee Roth singing.
Yeah, there is,
with a different song.
So speaking of music and I'm just like, I'm amazed at how this guy puts all these songs together. They're totally different, but yet they fit perfect.
Yeah.
like if that's how they made it, it would be,
Yeah, there's, she doesn't do the mashups, but she does reaction videos and she paints her face as a skull. I can't remember her name. Something like Blue Eyed something.
Okay.
But, she does a lot of those where it's Disturbed song, and then it'll have a rapper rapping over it.
Okay.
But then it goes back to Disturbed singer singing the chorus part of the song.
Yeah, and it fits.
Yeah, it all fits just fine. Man, that is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I can operate my phone pretty good, but that's about it. I don't know how these people put these together and how they, let's put this sound with this sound. There's trillions of songs out there.
Yeah.
From all these different, different artists, and how you would come up with, I guess you just have fun to put them together. Hey, I wonder if Thriller goes with whatever, Bing Crosby's,
I think a lot of it is going into listening to songs with that idea that you're going to mash it with something, and just listening to different parts of songs and seeing if the syncopation and the timing and the note choices sparks another song in your head.
Because
I've had that happen a few times where I'm listening to something and I'm like, man, that's real similar to this song.
Yeah, I get that.
But that's as far as it goes. I don't sit there and try to mash them together.
Yeah, speaking of when you said somebody reacts to it, there's a guy on TikTok, same thing. He watches movies. He listens to songs for the first time, and so you watch his reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it's I think maybe he comes he likes a lot of rap or something, but then so he doesn't really know heavy metal, rock, hard rock, but and so he'll watch Van Halen for the first time or listen to a song from whoever, and he's like, oh man, this is And so his reaction is awesome because this is really good. It's a totally different type of music that he's not ever even considered to listen to, and he loves it. It's just funny. He's like, that's really good. Yeah. And I'm like, isn't that something? I'm sitting here watching a guy listen to some type of music that he's really not familiar with and for the first time. It's just kind of funny to me. Like
they did that with kids.
2022.
They took kindergartners or first graders.
Oh yeah.
Played AC/DC for them. Yeah.
And then they'd ask them how about it. They're like, oh, it's really good. Yeah. It's really, or somebody, oh, that sounds good. And so, another kid be like,
I don't like it.
I don't get it. I think that's so cute. Yeah. Why can they do that when I was a kid? Oh, gosh. I don't know, man. Movies, Christmas,
music.
Horror. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my Michael Myers cup, and I think I say it every week off of recording. I'm like, happy, sad, angry, calm. And what's the other four? It says sleepy, jealous, confused, excited. And it's just the same look.
Same picture.
It just cracks me up.
Like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Excited, sad,
yep,
man.
That's what. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Yeah, we missed Sean, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. It is really weird.
It is weird.
Because it's like, if I miss and I'm listening to you guys, you do a great job. And so, but then you're like, man, it's weird to not have Todd. And then same thing. It's like, mm-hmm. I know he's listening and he's going to like this, but then it's weird for us doing the, because, you know.
Yeah. It goes a lot better with three to bounce stuff off of.
Yeah. No, it is what it is. And
mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him because I know, like I said, his son's birthday is Wednesday. So hopefully he feels good for that. And,
yeah.
And I know he said his two boys were sick and that made me.
Yeah. It ran through all the kids before it got to him. Got to him.
Yeah. Yeah, Elijah's only, he's been the only one. Other than, like I said, I did have a sore throat for a week, but I felt kind of cruddy, but it wasn't, I mean, I didn't have a cough. I didn't have a fever. I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't.
Yeah.
He's had everything, and I'm like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. But, yeah, if he can get it over with, he's got this week and next, then he's good for a couple of weeks, but I don't know. So, and luckily his sister hasn't gotten sick. So.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I mean, you haven't really, right?
No, not really.
That's good.
I've had a little bit of congestion here and there, but nothing horrible.
Vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C is very, so I've been taking tablets multiple times a day, vitamin C, and that's, yeah. Amanda, who a friend of the show and I work with, she knows her vitamins and supplements, and she knows what's good. Like magnesium is another thing to take.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take magnesium. So creepies,
zinc.
Take your, yes, right, yeah, zinc, take your magnesium, especially at nighttime. It helps you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good, and it's a sleep aid where it's healthy. It's not, you can't get addicted to it. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, melatonin is good. I took that for a while. My daughter took it.
Seems
but
like
your body,
melatonin sort of hit and miss.
It is. And when I told Amanda, excuse me, she was saying it's okay because she was like looking at it and she's like, this isn't bad. She's like, but really your body, it kind of takes away from your body producing melatonin. It's like if you keep taking it, then your body is like, oh, okay, I don't need to produce it. It's not good.
Yeah.
Your body's supposed to produce the melatonin. And so, but like, so magnesium is good for aches and pains to help sleep, you know, to calm. Yeah. So magnesium's that's another thing I've been taking. Yeah. See, you get even health tips here on the Millers mm-hmm. Creeped Out podcast. What else do we do, Nate?
We try to do it all.
We try. Yeah, we accomplish nothing probably. I don't know if I have anything else, man.
Depends on how many people still have the podcast episode going by this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We hope we haven't bored you. Did I say bored you? Bored you. Good grief. Man. Up to 166,000 downloads, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, we have
rocking and rolling.
Three more months from, or tomorrow, Tuesday the 13th. So
well,
it's, yeah, so 21 months in. Not bad. So we thank you, Creepies, for that.
That's, yeah.
It's all you guys. And,
we're blessed to be able to do this and have people be entertained by our
nonsense.
Infinite wisdom.
Oh, I was going to say nonsense.
I was going to go that way, but you took it, so then I went the other way.
Our infinite nonsensical wisdom.
There you go.
Something like that. I don't know. Whatever
it is. That's the name of this episode.
That's what that might be.
Nonsensical
wisdom.
Wisdom.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's something, all right. No, we didn't. We did have a topic plan. And, but somebody decided to get sick, so, and it was his topic, so I thought, well, we better not do it, you know, without him, so this is what you get. Freestyle creepy chat. And we will promise, though, Saturday is actually a real topic, so I won't tell you what it is yet. So Nate and I will be doing it here in a few minutes, but.
You'll find out on Saturday.
You will find out, and it's at 3 p.m. Eastern time, as always, but, Creepies, we're going to let you go. Nate, do you have anything to say to wrap this up?
I don't know. This saying's been on my mind. Thicker than a Snicker. That's a wrap.
Thicker than a Snicker. I think I've heard that. Well, thanks, Nate, for that. Sean, thanks for your contribution over there. Creepies, thank you for listening to us. And this is episode 92. We are getting there to the 100th full episode. I'm excited. We're gonna.
This is just one more to get there.
That's just one more. And the next week's going to be one more. I think there's a pattern.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So we're like stepping stones.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thanks, Creepies, for listening to episode 92. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.